T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Richards, CBSSports.com, the new trade chart up already. You're on top of it, Dave.
Well, he's getting paid to do this.
We are in mid-season form, Bull. Trade chart.
I like it.
Dave is. Waiver wire stuff. We don't sleep in the middle of the fantasy season. We don't just, you know, let the lineups set themselves. We're after it. We're on top of stuff. I'm actually in the middle of watching Jacksonville Jaguars film to get an idea of how DJ Chark will do this week. And I actually think he happens to be a good buy low candidate. He just had his first game where he didn't score a touchdown, but he had a touchdown called back in the game. So I'm thinking that he's going to continue to get end zone targets and be a good player for fantasy. If you have Chark on your team, hang on to him.
I think I'm going to go as Gardner Minshew for Halloween.
You and everybody else that loves football. And it's just a fun costume. And Here's the thing, like, let's just say you sidle up next to a young lady who doesn't know who Gardner Minshew is. You can just say, yeah, I'm Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico.
From Napoleon Dynamite. Or, you know, I'm somebody from that 70s show. You could pull off anything with that outfit.
Hey, Dave, you mentioned Chark there. Bull and I were talking about him earlier off the air.
Amazing name.
It's a great name. And he's played really well. I mean, he didn't do a whole lot last year, but this guy looks like he's got some talent. We were like kind of going through the Jaguars wide receiving options, and like they got Westbrook and they got.
Well, because we were talking about Minshew and how well he's played.
He's played really well, and Chark has played extremely well too. So you think this kid's got a chance to be something?
Yes, I do. And part of the reason why I like him is because I think Gardner Minshew just loves throwing sideline routes and mm-hmm. going outside the numbers. I think that's what his favorite throws are, and he does well with them. He's not on target with every single throw, but he's not way off. Like, your typical six-round rookie quarterback might be off by 2, 3, 5 yards on those throws. He's real close. There was a deep throw in the game against Denver where Chark had to, first of all, just a good route runner for a second-year receiver who didn't run a ton of routes at LSU. That's first and foremost. Second of all, he did a great job adjusting to a throw that was just, I'd say, a yard and a half out of bounds, and he still managed to catch it, and he almost got his feet in bounds. He's a real tall receiver. It looks like he's put on some muscle from last year to this year, and he's getting a lot of opportunities to make plays. And remember this. We know that the new offensive coordinator in Jacksonville is the former offensive coordinator in Minnesota, and that guy loved to throw the football in Minnesota. It's what got him fired in Minnesota. So while we're still going to see Leonard Fournette get a bunch of carries, and that's the doctrine coming from Tom Coughlin, the Jaguars will not be afraid to throw the football, even with Gardner Minshew this year. And that's going to continue to help our friend DJ Chark, who has 9 deep ball targets already this season, and as you know, at least 4 end zone targets.
Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru with us. Dave, you know what's amazing about Lamar Jackson? He had a lousy NFL game this week, and he still put up a ton of fantasy points in one of my leagues that I happen to have him in, and it's a really high scoring league. He scored over 50 points. We have high scoring, but he's the second in my league. I don't know about the leagues you play in. He's the second highest scoring quarterback, only a couple of points behind Patrick Mahomes. His floor is so high because he's on pace to average. He's on pace for about 1,000 yards rushing.
I believe he is the only quarterback this season to have at least 20 fantasy points in regular normal leagues that don't score like crazy, like your leagues, Bull.
Right.
But he's the only one that's got it. I was off on him. I was worried about the accuracy coming back to really haunt him and that maybe the injuries could rack up for him because he runs so much. But you said it. He didn't have that great of a game for fantasy really 2 games ago.
Yeah.
And he still managed to find a way to get you fantasy points, and I think it's because of his rushing and that ability that that's exactly what it is. The fact that he can run with the ball and give you 50, 60, 70 yards on top of whatever he does throwing the football. Reminiscent of Michael Vick for sure, and we know that Michael Vick once upon a time had some amazing seasons for fantasy managers.
Yeah.
And I think we're looking at that now too, and the schedule does get a little hard for him. After the bye week, or before the bye week, he's at Seattle. After the bye, he's got New England. And then there's some tough matchups along the way. But for the most part, the schedule for Baltimore is pretty good. And we've seen him in tough matchups. He still finds a way to put up fantasy points. So yep. As long as he stays healthy, he's much more than a must-start fantasy quarterback. He is a top three fantasy quarterback the rest of the way.
I was doing the Toledo BYU game on Saturday, and everyone's raving about Deontay Johnson, former Toledo Rocket, who's a third-round pick, and had a monster game last night. Is he somebody to? I mean, first off, does everyone have him on their roster? Is he available? And is he a start?
No, he is available in some leagues, but not a lot because people picked him up last week after he had that great touchdown on the deep ball 2 games ago. And then last night he just solidified everybody's expectations with that big game. I think that this is the best deep ball receiver that Mason Rudolph has, and Mason Rudolph just isn't going to throw a lot of deep balls throughout the game. But the thing that I like best about Deontay Johnson, and maybe you can confirm this for me, Dustin, is that he can make plays after the catch. He's a good route runner. He's savvy crossing the middle of the field, and if you just don't get your arms around him, he will speed off into the end zone. And I'm just waiting for a play like that to really show off what Deontay Johnson can do. A great stash receiver to have right now, and as the bye weeks start to creep up on us here, I think that you're going to find him to be a very serviceable option in those weeks, and I think week 6 could definitely be one of those weeks right before the Steelers bye. They take on the Chargers in L.A. No Melvin Ingram expected for that game, so the pass rush on Mason Rudolph will be a little bit lighter, and the secondary is all beat up for the Chargers. You really didn't see that because they took on the Dolphins last week, and the Dolphins can't play well against anybody. So I think that we can see Deontay Johnson step up in a major way in week 6, and that's when 4 teams are on bye. He should be a great bye week replacement.
I had a scout tell me, because I've done a ton of Toledo games throughout the years, right? And a scout told me that he's got like that Tyreek Hill ability. I mean, and I saw it. I mean, the guy he catches the football, can take it to the house anytime, anywhere.
Did you see any comparisons to Antonio Brown when he came out of Central Michigan when you watched
him? A little bit, just because they're smaller receivers. But I remember that text I got. I was doing a Toledo game. He's like, man, he's gonna be just like Tyreek Hill in this league. I'm like, okay, we'll see.
I mean, that's the kind of catnip fantasy managers lust for.
Yeah.
So hearing that about Deontay Johnson, you watch now. In the city of Cleveland, he'll be the most traded player after hearing that from us. But he's a really good talent. I think by this time next year, we could be talking about him as a breakout fantasy receiver. I just wish Mason Rudolph wasn't his quarterback. That's the only problem that I got.
Yeah, Dave, what is your top waiver wire pickup this week? I guess it depends on team need.
It's certainly that there isn't a slam dunk guy. I think Ronald Jones is probably as good as it gets, and he's only available in about a third of CBS Sports leagues. Jordan Howard would be right behind him. Jalen Samuels, I mean, I think the Steelers had a stroke of genius by leaning on their running attack against the Bengals. I mean, just take advantage of the matchup, use the Wildcat. Jalen did a lot of that at college, and he did a lot of that on Monday, and I thought that was brilliant. And I wouldn't be surprised if we continue to see the Steelers use it against Baltimore, who had a hard time containing Nick Chubb on Sunday. So really could see Jalen Samuels being a factor. And we know that James Conner's beat up right now. So those are probably going to be the top three guys. This is a good week if you've been streaming tight ends or if you've been really unhappy with your tight ends. Jimmy Graham looks like he could be the number one red zone target for Aaron Rodgers without Devonta Adams, or he was on Thursday. Jack Doyle is probably going to be the best tight end in Indianapolis. Eric Ebron dropped 3 passes. I know he had a touchdown and it was a crazy play, but he also dropped 3 passes in the game that really hurt Indianapolis. Tyler Eifert has that great matchup against Arizona. It's a get-right game for the Bengals. And Chris Herndon, available in about 80% of CBS leagues. When he comes back in week 6, Sam Darnold should be back for the Jets by then. This offense could really start to pop, and we're always looking for tight ends that can get 5 or 6 catches per game. I think Herndon could certainly fit the bill. And then there's 3 more tight ends even after that who had good games in week 4 and certainly going to be monitored. Ricky Seals-Jones there in your backyard. Dawson Knox in Buffalo. Gerald Everett with the Rams. Those 3 guys are probably going to get stashed in a handful of rosters. And when I watched Knox play, he reminded me of Jeremy Shockey, just the way he's physical after the catch. Seals-Jones could have an opportunity because Jarvis Landry's beat up. And, you know, the Browns need help catching footballs. Odell can't do it all. And Gerald Everett's got a decent matchup against Seattle this week.
All right, Dave, let's get some fan questions. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Half-point PPR, Hardman or Golden Tate?
It's It's got to be Tate. It's just too hard to trust Mecole Hardman at this point. I know that he's got that great upside, but Tate in an offense where they might have a hard time running the football this week against Minnesota, just a hunch. I don't think Wayne Gallman is the second coming of Saquon Barkley. I think he could get 5 or 6 catches, 60 or 70 yards. That provides a nice, safe floor in PPR.
I made a stupid trade last week in one of my leagues. Traded Golden Tate for DeMarcus Robinson.
You probably needed the receiver help right then.
I turned out I didn't, but I was worried because we didn't know if Godwin was going to play and Mike Williams was out and Tate was suspended. I didn't have a third wide receiver.
So at least you'll know that Robinson is the third receiver for the Chiefs when Tyreek Hill comes back. I don't think you'll see a lot of
Right. Hardman. Yeah, I shouldn't have made that deal, especially because Godwin played in Porch. Well, at least see, I had Godwin in the lineup.
Right. There were a lot of people who didn't.
Yeah.
Me included.
Oh.
It cost me in a couple weeks. Oh, dude, don't get me started.
Sorry.
I totally botched that one. Painful. That one's on me, and it was not good.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. So this one caller called in and said, should he trade Watson and Eckler for Smith, Schuster, and Bridgewater? No, right?
Yes, because, which Watson? As in Benjamin? Or am I forgetting?
Deshaun Watson. No, Deshaun Watson, yeah.
Okay, I'm so used to calling him Deshaun. I'm on a first-name basis.
My bad.
Him, apparently. I think so.
You would.
Smith, Schuster's value is real low right now, and we just got them talking about how impactful Deontay Johnson can be.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that the Steelers are eventually going to have to throw the football. They're not going to have a lot of games like the one that they had on Monday. So there will be some good games coming ahead for Smith-Schuster. It feels like you're giving up a lot in trade for him, but I don't think it's such a bad deal.
Okay, here we go. If Devontae Adams, pineapple finger guns. I know you tweeted about him the other day.
We're on a first name basis.
Well, his dad,
Dave, I call him pineapple.
Well, pineapple finger guns' dad is a big caller on the show. His name is JN, and Menner calls us all the time. And this is his son, and his dad texted me, said, "Hey, you, Dave Richard mentioned him on Twitter." It was a big to do, Dave. Big to do. Anyway,
I'm happy to help anybody feel good any way I can.
That's right. He says, if Devontae Adams misses this week, who's the better start of the Packers' other options, including Jimmy Graham and the wide receivers?
I might put Graham first. I really think he's got the best chance to score. Valdez-Scantling will see an uptick in targets, but to me, he's more of a big play receiver than anything else. And Allison isn't bad out of the slot, and they'll probably move him around a little bit more. But I would ultimately expect them to try and be balanced offensively, lean on their run game, and then Allison could be an extension. Allison and Graham, actually, could be extensions of the pass game with deep shots to Valdez-Scantling mixed in. I would say Graham is probably the best of the bunch.
All right. We got rapid fire here, Dave. You ready?
I was born ready.
All right. Do you sell high? Andrew asked, do you sell high on Chris Carson right now?
You could, because one more fumble and it's going to be the Rashad Penny show.
Xavier P, pick 2, Cohen against the Raiders, McLaurin against the Patriots, Ross against the Cardinals. Ross is not playing. This is a report.
McLaurin
he's
might
out.
Not play either, so
oh, yeah, and Ross is
really
out.
Easy.
Or DJ, I guess you're going with D-Jax is hurt too. Or drop one of those guys for Antonio Callaway. You wouldn't pick up Antonio Callaway is not a good fantasy option.
Yeah, I'm not ready to start Antonio Callaway in fantasy. You know, the Redskins did make a move. They let go of the guy that replaced McLaurin.
Oh, so he should be back.
On Sunday, so maybe McLaurin will be back. Hopefully
All right.
That'll be the move.
Here we go. He also asked Raiders, Bears, or Raiders versus the Bears or Tampa versus the Saints.
Are you talking about defenses?
Yes.
And these are the only two defensive choices you have?
Yeah, they're bad choices.
His
team
I guess
stinks.
I go with the Raiders against Chase Daniel.
Pick somebody up. Yeah. Who do you pick? Who's a streaming defense this week?
You know, the Titans are going to be out there. The Eagles are going to be out there. The Panthers. But maybe they're really – maybe this guy's in a league where everybody's got 2 or 3 DSPs.
Yeah.
I don't –
Weird.
Beats me.
All right. Hooper, Waller, Engram, and Diggs need a tight end. Diggs. Oh, a tight end and a flex in a PPR.
Yeah, I think Hooper and Engram are the answer there. Diggs,
you got to trade one
matchup against the Giants. But,
Dave, he's got Hooper, Waller, and Engram. Shouldn't he trade at least one of those guys?
Of course he should.
Yeah.
Of course. And you know what? This is a problem I'm running into in a couple of my leagues where I've got, you know, I drafted Darren Waller in every single league I'm in because I was talking him up and telling everybody to draft him, and he's turned out to be great, but he wasn't my only tight end.
Right.
And now I'm actually finding it hard to trade him. There are people in my leagues who are starting Jared Cook. They're sticking with O.J. Howard.
Wow.
I'm making offers to them to try and give them one of my tight ends in exchange, and they're saying no. So the tight end market just doesn't seem to be as robust as I thought it would be.
I know. In one league, I'm trying to trade Jimmy Graham because I have George Kittle, but after this week, I'm trying to sell some high on him, but I don't know if anybody's going to going to go for it.
Kittle?
No, I'm trying to trade Graham
because
I have Kittle.
You have Kittle. Kittle right. Kittle's going to have a big weekend.
I think he's going to
be skeptical, and Kittle will turn it around.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's see. PPR, Timmy, Adam Thielen or Lockett?
I'll say Lockett this week, but don't be surprised if Thielen has a good game against the Giants. And Diggs, too. I just like the other guys that the other tight ends that last questionnaire had.
Right.
You know, Diggs is going to have a good game. I think Thielen, after complaining last week, you know he's going to get fed the ball. It's a great matchup against the Giants. It might be a competitive game. It might mean that Kirk Cousins has to throw a bunch. Diggs will get his, and I think Thielen will get more.
All right. Timmy also asked Marlon Mack or Austin Eckler.
Hopefully Mack plays. He was actually pulled from the game, but he wasn't ruled out from the game last week. So if he ends up going, then he'll be the one you start. Eckler's role is going to get reduced with Melvin Gordon back.
Our Richard asks, he needs you to pick three guys, and one of the three has to be a running back. It's a PPR. Lindsey, Sutton, Tyrell Williams, Thompson, Mostert, Gore, Mike Williams. I don't think Mike Williams is going to play, is he?
Receivers for sure have to be in. And I think Lindsey is probably the best one. You threw a lot of running backs.
Lindsey, Thompson, Mostert, and Gore.
It's either Lindsey or Gore. And
yeah.
I'm not feeling Gore this week, especially if Devin Singletary is expected back.
Right.
And we're expecting him back.
Bears or Chargers D?
Oh, the Bears are taking on the Raiders. Come on. Easy.
This guy is asking if he should make this trade, and it's a terrible trade. I don't know why he would do this. He's asking if he should trade Lamar Jackson for Goff and Emmanuel Sanders.
I can't imagine your receiving core being so bad that you would break up Lamar Jackson for those two.
Especially
higher.
And I got him in two quarterback leagues. Then you wouldn't even mess around at all.
Oh, no chance.
Let's see. Need two of three PPR Fitzgerald, Edelman, and Robert Woods.
I got a bad feeling about Woods this week, so I'll go in with the other two guys, especially in a full PPR. It should be safer. But Woods doesn't have the best track record against Seattle. And I think he lines up on one side of the field across from – he lines up more often than not on the right side of the field. That means he's against the left cornerback. I believe that's been Griffin for Seattle. He'll see a lot of Shaquille Griffin, and Griffin's been playing really well this year.
Miles Sanders or Tevin Coleman if he plays in a standard league?
I'll go Coleman, but for now we're not expecting him to play. Hopefully, if he practices all week, Coleman should probably be the better option against the Brownies.
All right. Spencer asks, two of these three guys, Lindsey, Breida, Jordan Howard.
Believe it or not, I think Jordan Howard might be the best of the group against the Jets.
Okay.
And then probably Lindsey. You know, you're picking between two running backs that split a lot.
Right.
I guess I'll just take Lindsey against that Chargers defense. They're going to be without Melvin Ingram. Looks like Denzel Perriman's not going to play. They are just falling apart. They are taking on so many injuries.
Rick asks, would you trade Odell Beckham Jr. and Josh Jacobs for DeAndre Hopkins and Damian Williams?
I would want something better than Damian Williams. You're getting close, but Damian Williams isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Goff or Daniel Jones or Jameis Winston?
Winston.
All right, so he's got to pick him
up
away.
He's playing so well.
That's it. We're out of time. Winston has been playing well. No, only one turnover, I think, since week one, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Since the second half of the second game of the season, he's been putting it together, and he looks really good. And his offensive line played way better than I thought it would. I thought that they were headed for a bad game against the Rams, and they ended up playing great. Godwin had an amazing game.
Yeah. Dave, great stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it, Bull.
You too. There you go. Dave Richard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.